Good morning, Grace family and friends. Thank you for taking this time to join us in our Good Friday service live stream. One of the greatest sermons preached on Good Friday was 70 years ago by a black American Baptist preacher named S.M. Lockridge. He entitled his message, "It is Friday, but Sunday is coming." I'm using this same title to speak to you this morning. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you that today we can celebrate Good Friday. We ask, Lord, that you bring the occasion of Good Friday that took place 2,000 years ago to become and so real, so fresh in our hearts and minds. As you speak to us this morning, by the power of your Spirit, we pray. Amen. We will have communion during the first part of the sermon. Let me share with you this morning the sequence of events that took place from Thursday to Friday before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was hanged on the cross. Thursday, 2,000 years ago. On that Thursday, Jesus observed the Passover with his disciple in the upper room. The Passover is a spring festival, a festival of celebration of what God did for them, that historic episode of Israel departing from Egypt. It celebrates the Passover of death on the Hebrew house. The angel of death, of destruction, passed over the house in Egypt. But those houses with the blood of the lamb on their doorposts and doorframe were spared from death. This is how the Bible put it. Christ is our Passover lamb. When they took that in Egypt, it foreshadowed who Christ is, our Passover lamb. He was sacrificed for our sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 to verse 8 tells us, Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. When Jesus observed the Passover with his disciple, he instituted the Lord's Supper. Interestingly, the first Passover in Egypt was taken at home. Today, we are taking the Lord's Supper at our house. They took it in Egypt, believing that the blood of the lamb will protect them. We are taking the Lord's Supper today, standing on the promise of his covenant of blessing, that his precious blood will cover us and protect us. In the midst of his disciple, Jesus took the bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and said, "This is my body. This bread represents my body." Peter put it this way: he himself bore our sin in his body on the tree so that we might live to sin and might, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wound, you are healed. Lord, bless this bread that represents your body as we partake it. Amen. Then Jesus took the wine and said, This wine represents my blood, the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. We are not under the old covenant of law and work, but we are in the new covenant of grace and favor because of what Jesus did on the cross. Partake with me the wine that represents his blood. as often as we partake the Lord's Supper, as an individual or a family, or as a corporate body, we recognize and accept and appropriate his death, so that his death, we die with him. And in his resurrection, we live in him. And we do it in remembrance of him till he returned. It was at the upper room that Jesus warned his disciples of betrayal, arrest, trial, and the coming death by his death on the cross. He told them that they will all forsake him, but Peter boldly said, "I will not deny you, though all will deny you, but not me." Jesus also promised them of the coming Holy Spirit to be their comforter and encourager. John chapter 14, verse 16. "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever." The promised Holy Spirit. Later, he took the tower, humbled himself like a servant to wash his disciples' feet. One by one, he washed their feet and gave them this new commandment: "Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other." Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciple. The same night at 10 p.m., Jesus prayed the priestly prayer recorded in John 70. He prayed for himself that he might be glorified. He prayed for the disciple that they will be sanctified by his word. They will be joyful in their heart, and they will be protected from the evil one. He went further. He prayed for all believers that they will be unified, even as he and the Father is one, that they may be one and made perfect in love. What a prayer of a dying Savior of the world to those he loved, his disciple and his church. At 11 p.m. on Thursday night, Jesus went with three of his disciples, his inner circle, Peter, James, and John, to the Garden of Gethsemane. He went there to pray. Jesus' spirit was exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. At the garden, Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, prayed, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." Again in anguish, agony, and his sweat was as if it was a great drop of blood falling on the ground, he prayed the second time, "Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." Jesus finished his prayer in the garden about midnight, while his disciples, Peter, James, and John, slept. It is Friday, but Sunday is coming. It is Sunday morning, and Judas Iscariot greet his Lord and give him a betraying kiss, fulfilling Psalm 41, verse 9. "Even my best friend, the one I trust completely, the one who shared my food, have turned against me." But Sunday is coming. It is Friday. Jesus is arrested in the garden by a great multitude with swords and cup. But Sunday is coming. It is Friday. The shepherd is smitten. The sheep is scattered. The disciples are running away with fear, like sheep without a shepherd. But Sunday is coming. It is Friday. Jesus is standing alone, before the high priest of Israel with all the accusation, one accusation after another accusation, but none of it stained. Jesus was as silent as a lamb before the slaughter. But Sunday is coming. It's Friday. They spat in his face and they beat him, others struck him with the palm of their hand, saying, "Prophesy to us, Christ, who is the one who struck you?" Yes, Sunday is coming. It is Friday. A young servant girl asked Peter, "Are you with him?" Peter denied. He knew Jesus. "I never knew him." He spoke three times. He denied Jesus. And the rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered what Jesus said about him. He went about weeping, weeping bitterly. But Sunday is coming. It is Friday. Jesus standing before Pilate is struggling. And Pontius Pilate is struggling. Shall I or shall I not? The religious council is hatching and planning. No mercy for Jesus, the one who is called Christ at all costs. No mercy for him. The crowd is shouting in anger and in confusion, but they don't even know that Sunday is coming. It is Friday, and the crowd cry out, "Release Barnabas! We choose the thief! We want the thief! Free the thief! But crucify Jesus! Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! Crucify him! And let his blood be upon us and our children." But Sunday, yes, Sunday is coming. It is Friday. Jesus is stripped, beaten, mocked, and spit upon. But Sunday is coming. The Roman soldier flogged him with a leather whip that has sharp bone. And as each whip laid upon his back, 39 of them, one after another, as each whip lay upon his back, he was in anguish, pain, and his flesh torn apart. His blood spilling out. You could not recognize this Jesus. No beauty left in him. But Sunday is coming. It is Friday. The Son of Man stood firm as they press the crown of thorns. The crown of thorns into his head. Oh, what anguish, oh, what pain. They mock and they led him to be crucified. But they do not know that Sunday, yes, Sunday is coming. It is Friday. They make Jesus to carry the 100-pound cross to walk to Calvary. One step by one step, under the heavy load, his blood dripping, his body shaking, and his spirit burdened. But you see, it is only Friday. Yes, Sunday is coming. It is Friday. The world is rejoicing. The religious leaders are rejoicing. And Satan, the evil one, is rejoicing. Some are crying. We lost hope. We thought he was the one to deliver us. It is only Friday, but Sunday is coming. It is Friday. The Roman soldier driving the rusty nail into the Savior's hand and the Savior's feet. But Sunday is coming. They raised Jesus Christ on the cross. The weight of his body torn his flesh, and with sudden pain, he screamed. He was crucified between two criminals. They wrote this over his head: "Jesus is the Jews of the King." It is only Friday. Let me tell you something. Sunday is coming. is Friday, in great pain, his heart barely breathing, gasping for air, billions of cells die once at a time. Hear the Savior cry on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. What a powerful prayer for people who have done evil to him. But Sunday is coming. It is Friday. The disciples are questioning, what happened to our King, the one we hope, the restorer of our nation? And the Pharisees celebrating that they have finally, finally, their scheme has been achieved. But they do not know, yes, Sunday is coming. It is Friday. Jesus on the cross turned to one of the thieves and say, today you will be with me in paradise. Sunday is coming. It is Friday. Jesus hanging on the cross, blood, in pain and dying, feeling forsaken by his Father, left alone and dying. Can anyone or somebody save him? Nobody could. Oh, yes, Sunday is coming. It is Friday. Mary, his mother crying. Jesus looking. John looking. And the Lord say, woman, behold your son. And he turned to John and say, behold your mother. It is only Friday, but Sunday is coming. It is Friday. At 12 p.m., the sky grow dark. The earth tremble, begin to tremble. And he that knew no sin became sin for us. The holy God will not abide with sin. Pour out his wrath on this perfect sacrifice lamb, the Lamb of God. And the Lamb of God cry out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? What a horrible cry, what a painful cry. But Sunday is coming. It is Friday. The Lord is thirsty. But Sunday is coming. It is Friday. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords cry, it is finished. It is finished. I have completed the work of the Father. What the Father has sent me to do, even though it is death on the cross, I have finished my assignment. And he bowed his head and said, Father, into your hand I commit my spirit. He took his last breath. His last breath. It is only Friday, but Sunday is coming. The hope of Easter begin. On that Friday, the moment Jesus died, the veil of the temple that separates sinful man from a holy God was torn from top to bottom. The price is fully paid by Jesus Christ, paid once and for all. Man can never save themselves, but Jesus paid the price in full. Yes, yes, yes. Sunday is coming. It is Friday. Jesus is hanging on the cross. Heaven is weeping. And hell is parting. But it is because it is Friday. And they do not know Sunday is coming. It is Friday. Jesus is buried in the tomb. A borrowed tomb. The soldiers are guarding, and the stone is rolled into place, it's only Friday, but Sunday is coming. On that horrible day 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, the only begotten Son, the only perfect man, died on the cross of Calvary for you and me. He died for all humanity. He died for the lost, the sinful, and the rebellious humanity. It was Friday, but Sunday is coming. That moment when Jesus died, Satan thought he had won the victory. Surely he had destroyed the Son of God. Surely he has disproved the prophecy God has spoken in the garden, recorded in Genesis 3:15. He will strike your head and he will strike his heel. Can it be the one to strike Satan's head has been destroyed? Yes, Sunday is coming. The grave cannot hold him. Who can hold creation in his hand? The stone covered him, but who will cover man from the judgment of God? The Lamb, which Isaiah prophesied and proclaimed, came willingly to the slaughter and gave his back to beating, his cheek to blow. He hid not his face from shame and spitting, and he is condemned to a horrible death. The Son of God, the Son of Man, was crucified on the cross. He who is sinless willingly submit to all, that on all he may give resurrection to the dead. Hope is not lost. Sin is conquered. Satan is disarmed. And death is defeated. Glorious Sunday is coming. Victorious Sunday is coming. What do Christ's death on the cross mean to us at this current moment? We live in an unexpected time in history with this deadly virus visiting our world. It is like darkness and night is here. Pain is here. Uncertainty and fear are here. Death is here, like dark Friday to the world 2,000 years ago. But dark Friday is Good Friday to those who believe, trust, and hope in Jesus Christ. That Friday is Good Friday, the road to glorious Sunday and victorious Sunday. There is no Easter without Good Friday. There is no resurrection without the cross. No forgiveness and reconciliation without the cross. The cross is foolish to the perishing and wise, but it's the only source to connect us with God. So today, look up, look ahead, look forward, because Sunday is coming. Sunday, the break of a new dawn is coming. Darkness will dispel, and the glorious Sunday, the glorious light of God will shine forth. Every curse, every disease, every sickness, including COVID-19, are defeated on the cross. Sunday is coming. Glorious Sunday is coming. Victorious Sunday is coming. Stay tuned on Sunday at 10 a.m. live stream. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your great love. Was not just spoken of by you, but you demonstrate when you send your only Son, the one who you love, into this world to die for humanity. He who knew no sin took the sin of humanity. He who knew no sin
to the sin of the lost and the rebellious humanity. Lord, we thank you that when you say that you love us, you demonstrate that love through your Son. We thank you, Lord, that your Son died on the cross for each one of us, so that we who believe in you, we who believe in what you have done for us, when you say it is finished, can look to your Son and find our salvation, our forgiveness, and our connection with you. I ask you this morning, may the events that took place 2,000 years ago, may it become so real, so fresh in our mind and heart, and empower us to love you with all our heart, soul, and mind. And I pray, Lord, for those who do not know you, may they know that there is forgiveness in you. May they take that simple step to just ask you to forgive their sin and come into their heart. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Church, continue to pray. Wash your hand. Don't touch your face. That is the hardest. Keep the social distancing of 1.5 meter. Go out only if it's necessary. Read your Bible and pray with your family. Church, make today the whole day for our Lord Jesus Christ. It is Good Friday. Sit and discuss with your children about it is Friday. Sunday is coming. What does it mean to us, to you as a family? This Sunday, 10 a.m., we will have communion and use the internet banking for your giving. The detail is in the Grace City Church website. The Lord bless you. Have a blessed and a good Friday.